Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Want to get away?
If you do, you've come to the right place. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel is here with a focus on what Disney did those no-good SOBs this week. What about premium economy seating? Where do I go to enjoy the bad weather months? And there's an airline rating system at airlineratings.com that you may be interested in knowing about. Let's see how much ground we can cover here with Pauline in a moment on Good Day.
Today on App Check, with iDate, find your perfect match. Too bad it crashes a lot, costs $50 a year, and gives you matches thousands of miles away.
You stink.
iDate.
Struck out. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
All right, let's welcome Pauline Frommer on the Good Day program. Pauline, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So it may not be happy for those people who have planned a trip with the family to Disney because they raised their season prices by a whopping 31%? How do they? Well, they get away with it because they're Disney, right?
They get away with it because they're overcrowded and people still have fondness for Disney, but that may change. That may change. It now costs over $1,000 to get an annual pass, an increase of 31%, and that's on top of the increase just this past summer, which made the daily price over $100 for the first time. And that's for everyone in the family because Disney describes adults as anyone over the age of, I think it's 8 now.
Perfect.
So they're going to get you. They're going to get you.
User-friendly, yeah. All right,
coming and going. Sit down at a restaurant. The entree prices are like $40 now.
Well, that's a good problem to have when you have to raise your prices to try and keep the people out because you're too crowded.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what they said. That's their excuse. Mm-hmm. So they have all this extra money. Are they paying their people more? Nope. Those characters, most of them are making less than $10 an hour to be in those hot, sweaty suits all day. Oh.
And they don't wash their underwear either, I've been told.
Doug.
No.
All right, so here, let's move to another area of concern. In the travel world, I'm a frequent American flyer. I don't like American, but I have so many miles, it makes it easy for me to upgrade. If I'm planning on going overseas, however, I probably wouldn't enjoy the experience as much as I might many of the other non-American carriers. This airlineratings.com in-flight experience poll shows, I guess, something is not much of a surprise. You travel with your dad all over the world. You're not surprised by it.
I'm with my family. I'm married, so I don't always go with my father.
Yeah, okay.
I think my husband wouldn't like that much, but anyway.
So these ratings, no surprise, right?
You have to realize you have a lot of countries, especially the oil-rich ones, that are subsidizing their national airlines. And so you fly on Emirates, for example, you get a darn good experience. You have like 1,000 channels of TV, really comfortable seats, decent food, but that's being underwritten by the government.
Yeah, so that's the that's the beef here. Yeah, Singapore Airlines, Qantas, making the top 10, the Asian airlines. But you've just said what really is applicable. But the average person doesn't care.
To be honest, our American carriers, and right now we live in an era of monopoly, four carriers control over 80% of the market.
Yep.
So they can do whatever they want. They're actually making record profits right now.
Yep.
Because the cost of a barrel of oil is so much less, I think 57% less.
Yep.
Are the consumers getting 57% discounts?
No, try to book if you are booking now for anything between Thanksgiving and New Year's, you will be flabbergasted at how much it costs.
Yeah.
Twice what it did during the off peak months. Summertime was expensive. This is even crazier.
And what irks me is not so much the costs, because if you look at those with the rate of inflation, they're not that much higher than they have been for decades, to be honest.
Yeah,
but what irks me are all those extra charges, like $200 change fees and, you know, $25 to check a bag.
Yeah,
you know,
the
airlines have made it so uncomfortable, you want to pay them extra just to make it a decent experience. And
Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer here on Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.